1320 WILS, I'm Michael Cohen. Well, President Trump wants to increase the military budget by $54 billion, but should we be adding 10% more spending to a department that already receives more taxpayer money than any other part of government? Let's talk to one of the country's top military budget experts, Todd Harrison, with us. He's the Director of Defense Budget Analysis at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Todd, great to have you on WILS.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me. Glad to be here.
Now, first of all, is this something we need to do for national defense? Do you think we really need a 10% increase in the Pentagon budget?
Well, first of all, let me give some perspective here. The $54 billion increase is proposed for defense. This is for next year, in 2018. It's relative to the budget caps that are currently set in law for defense. So Trump is proposing increasing those by $54 billion. He's offsetting that. He's paying for it by an equal cut of $54 billion to the non-defense side of the budget. So overall, it would be neutral in the budget, but it would be basically taking money from these non-defense programs to pay for an increase in defense. Now, is it needed? That depends on what you want the military to be able to do. It depends on your defense strategy, and how the military fits into our overall foreign policy and how we engage with the rest of the world. If you want a military that is, the prime power, if people call it global primacy, if we want to be the prime power in all regions of the world simultaneously, if you want to be able to fight more than one major war at a time, then you will probably need to spend considerably more than we're spending today, and even more than Trump has proposed.
I should know there's some retired generals and admirals who are opposed to this plan of cutting the non-defense spending. Why is that?
Well, the cuts, the $54 billion in cuts, many of those cuts would come from the State Department, which is the soft power element of our government. So it would, you know, could potentially reduce our ability to engage with other countries, to negotiate, to use diplomacy, and to use, you know, other economic forms of influence so that we can avoid having to fight. You know, Trump himself has characterized this as a hard power budget. And, you know, from the numbers, I think that that is true.
Todd Harrison with us, Director of Defense Budget Analysis at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, right here on WILS. So there are these recent reports from the Defense Department, Inspector General, and the Government Accountability Office. They say that the Pentagon, their accounting system will simply not be able to track this additional money. What do you say to that?
No, I mean, that's true. The Pentagon has had a pretty difficult time getting audit ready, updating its financial systems so that they can accurately track where the money is going. Now, just because you can't accurately track it and pass an audit does not necessarily mean the money is being wasted or that fraud of some kind is occurring. It just means that if that's happening, your ability to detect it is somewhat diminished.
Well, why is that happening? Why are they having such a hard time tracking their money?
Yeah, because the Pentagon, if it was a business, it'd be one of the largest businesses in the world. And it is very fragmented, and just the way that the financial accounting systems have evolved in the Department of Defense over decades has been far from ideal. I can give you an example from the Air Force. The Air Force, they track their spending, you know, at the detailed level, receipt by receipt, at the base level. So each base has an accounting system that tracks how the money is being spent. Back when those systems were set up, it was difficult to transmit large amounts of data, so they would just aggregate summaries of that spending data and send that back to headquarters. Well, that's not sufficient to pass an audit by today's standards. You have to have that detailed level of traceability all the way down to individual transactions, and they just don't have IT systems that were set up to do that. They're trying to modernize them, but you know, government is not that good at buying new IT systems.
Okay, so with that in mind, then, do we really even know where the money, additional money, is going to go?
I mean, we know where it's going to go because when Congress approves the money, they have to specify in law exactly what it's to be used for, and they put conditions on it. And so the department is legally obligated to spend the money only according to how Congress appropriates it. So we know where it's going. The question is, can you go back and track that and verify it? Can you find an audit trail all the way from when Congress approves something to when it was when it's actually dispersed? And that's the problem with passing an audit. They can't provide that trail right now.
What parts of the military then are likely to get the bulk of this money?
Well, we don't know the details of Trump's 2018 budget request yet. All they've given us so far is that top line number of $603 billion in the base national defense budget and an extra $60 billion for war-related spending on top of that. That's all we know, or the top line numbers right now. Mm-hmm. We don't have all the details, but I suspect that a lot of it is going to get consumed internally by the military. And what I mean there is it'll go for pay and benefits of more uniformed military personnel, and it will go for more operation and maintenance spending.
How much waste do you think really occurs at the Pentagon?
I mean, like any big organization, it's safe to assume that there's a fair amount of waste. There was a controversial report that came out a few months ago by the Defense Business Board, which is an independent group of business leaders appointed by the Secretary of Defense. And they got the task to look at waste and inefficiency and overhead, if you will, within the Pentagon. They conducted a study, and they estimated, and granted this is a rough estimate, that there was about $25 billion a year of waste within the defense budget. The study stopped short, though, of identifying how you could get rid of that waste.
Okay, that's about half of the increase that's being proposed. So we can almost get that money if we stop the waste. Is that something that could be feasibly addressed? Or?
Well, the problem with waste in the defense budget, so $25 billion a year, that's a lot of money. That's less than 5% of the defense budget, though. And the problem with waste is, I love the analogy that I heard former Representative Barney Frank use one time, it's not like a piece of fat on the edge of a piece of meat that you can just neatly slice off. The fat is marbled into the meat, and some people like it there. It's the problem. And so if you want to get that fat out, it's very difficult. If you go in and try to cut it out, you're going to make a mess.
Todd Harrison, the Director of Defense Budget Analysis at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, right here on 1320 WILS. Todd, thank you very much for your insight.
Glad to be with you.
And that wraps it up for us on this Friday. I'm Michael Cohen. Thanks again for joining us. We'll be right back here at 6 p.m. on Monday, as always, right here on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.